It is a delight to be with you again. I haven't been with you for a number of months.
很高兴可以跟大家在一块儿。我有好几个月没跟大家在一起了。
And my goal and purpose and responsibility this weekend is to teach you about the doctrine of the church.
这个礼拜我的目标，我的责任是教导有关教会论。
And we're going to this evening be looking at the question, what is the church?
今天晚上我们要看的问题是何谓教会。
You can see that this is certainly the first question we should ask.
你可以看到这是我们应该问的第一个问题。
The subject of the church
教会这个主题呢
is one of the most practical and important subjects.
是一个最切乎实际的，也是一个最重要的问题。
But it's also in some respects quite complicated.
同时也是非常复杂的。
It's practical and important because every Christian is a member of God's church and must be a member of God's church.
教会论是切乎实际也是重要，因为每一个基督徒都是教会的一个分子。
But it's complicated because the scripture uses the term church in a variety of different, though connected, ways.
教会也是很复杂，教会论也很复杂，因为圣经讲到教会的时候用不同的方式，但是是息息相关的方式 来表达。
The Bible refers to different things by the church.
教会这个词可以有不同的意思。
But all these things are connected.
但是都是有关系的。
Now I've diagrammed this in the following chart.
我用下面的这个表图来表示它。
And you should like this chart.
你应该很喜欢这个表啊。
You may think it's a little complicated.
你看起来好像很复杂。
You may have to think about it.
你可能要好好思考一下。
But you should like it.
但你应该很喜欢这个表。
Because the idea for this chart came to me while I was in China.
因为我在中国的时候呢，我想到这一张图表。
After I had finished teaching a course to a number of Chinese pastors there on the doctrine of the church.
当我教导完了教会论，向一些中国的牧者教导这个主题之后，我想到这个图表。
So if it seems a little complicated, it's because it was for pastors.
你看起来好像有点复杂，因为这个图表是为这些牧师传道人预备的。
But I hope it will still be helpful to you.
但是我盼望呢，对你有一些帮助。
What this chart shows is that the church means several different things in Scripture.
好，这个图表所表示的就是在圣经里头，教会有不同的含义。
Sometimes the idea of the church refers to something in the mind of God in eternity past.
有时候教会这个词啊，表示的是在永恒的过去当中神就有的对教会的一个概念，教会是什么？
The ideal or invisible church in the mind of God.
Sorry. 就是在神的旨意当中，这理想的教会是什么？
Including all of God's elect people throughout history.
教会包括了有史以来所有的神的选民。
That he chose in Christ.
他在基督里所拣选的属他的儿女。
But when God created the world,
但是当神创造世界的时候，
the church came out of the mind of God into history.
教会就从神的思想、神的旨意当中就进入了历史了。
And it was first used in the Bible of what we could call the typical or preparatory church.
首先呢，在进入历史就是我们称之为预表的或者是一个教会的前身。
The Bible, the Old Testament speaks of the Church of Israel.
在旧约里头讲到教会就是以色列。
Israel was a type or finger or symbol of Christ's church.
以色列是教会的一个影子或者一个前身或是一个预表。
In the Old Testament time.
这是在旧约时代。
But in the New Testament time,
但在新约时代呢，
the Church of Israel became the Church of Christ.
那以色列这个教会就变成基督的教会了，到新约。
This was the true or realized church because it fulfilled the type of Israel.
基督的教会才是真正的实际的教会，因为他把旧约的以色列的影子，他就是旧约的影子的实体。
But the Church of Christ is not yet perfect.
但是基督的教会还没有完全。
But it will become the perfected Church of Christ in the age to come after Christ's second coming.
到了将来，基督再来的时候，那个教会就会成为那完美的、十全十美的教会。
And so at the end, the idea in the mind of God at the beginning will be fulfilled in the perfected church.
所以那起初在神的概念中的神的旨意中的那个教会，到了世界的末日会完全的成全成就。
As God has worked out His purpose for the church through history, it comes to fulfillment in the age to come.
在将来的时代，这个教会历世历代神的旨意会完全的成就。
So what I want to do tonight is talk about the four different ways the Bible uses the term church.
所以我今天晚上要讲的是呢，圣经里头四种不同形容教会的方式。
Now, you can see from this chart that despite the complexities, the basic meaning of the term church in the Bible is simple.
你可以从刚刚那个图表看到，尽管看起来好像很复杂，其实呢，这个教会的基本的含义其实是很简单的。
The Greek lexicons define the word church simply as an assembly, congregation, or meeting.
希腊的字典呢，对教会这个字下的定义是一个正式的一个聚集，或是一个群体的集合，或是一个聚会。
The church is an assembly.
教会是一个聚集。
A body of people assembled by God,
一群被神呼召来聚在一块的人
and a body of people assembled around God,
也围绕着神聚集的一群人，就是教会。
The church is an organized assembly.
教会是一个有组织的聚会。
It's not informal.
不是随随便便的。
It's not a cloudy group of people without any organization.
不是一群乌合之众，随便懒懒散散聚在一块，没有组织，没有纪律的。不。
In secular literature, the word church was used of the democratic political assemblies of the ancient Greek city-states, the first democracies.
在世俗的文学当中呢，教会这个词用来形容一个正式的民主的政治性的会议，就是在希腊的城邦里头，古代的希腊城邦的正式的民主会议叫做教会。
When the voting citizens of Sparta or Athens gathered together to vote, that was called the church.
当这些有选举权的公民，譬如说在雅典啊这些大城市希腊城邦里头聚在一块去选举的时候，就叫做教会，教会的聚集。
And in the Old Testament, the word church was used of the formal assemblies of Israel.
在旧约里头呢，教会这个词用来形容那以色列人神的百姓的正式的集合聚集。
Now, in the messages this weekend, I want to deal with four issues.
好，今天这个周末的聚会，我要讲四件事情，关乎教会的四件事。
The specific identification of the church, or what is the church?
第一就是教会的特殊的身份，或者教会是什么。
Section 2 will be the special regulation of the church, or the question, on what basis is the church to be ordered?
第二篇信息是 教会的特别的规矩, 或者教会组织的基础是什么?
Section 3 will be the set administration of the church, or how is the church to be governed?
第三个部分我们要看到是教会设立的制度, 或者设立的管理, 或者教会应该如何管理?
And we might not have time to get to this, but Section 4 would be the societal relation of the church.
第四个部分我们也许没时间看，但是要讲到教会里这个社会人际关系是什么。
We ask the question, what is the relation of the church to the family and to the state?
我们要问的问题是教会和国家和家庭的关系，彼此之间的关系是什么？
But in this hour, I want to deal with the identity of the church. What is the church?
这个钟头我们要讲的是教会的身份，何谓教会？
And we want to deal with it first as the invisible church.
首先我们要看看那无形的教会。
It's invisible because it's in the mind of God first, and we cannot see the mind of God.
这是无形的，因为是在神的思想里头形成的，我们看不到神想的是什么。
It is an eternal idea in the mind of God. That is what the church was first.
教会呢，起初就是神旨意当中的一个永恒的概念。
And then we'll talk about the typical or preparatory church of Israel.
然后我们要讲到教会的预表或是前身或是影子，就是以色列。
Which is a physical nation in the Old Testament.
这是旧约当中一个实际的肉身的国度。
Then we'll talk about the true or realized Church of Christ.
我们要讲到基督教会的实体了。A
spiritual organization in the New Testament times.
这是新约教会的一个属灵的组织。And
then we'll talk about the consummate or eschatological church in the age to come.
然后我们讲到来世，就是末世里的那个终极的教会。
This is the perfected church after Christ comes back.
那是基督再来的时候一个完美的十全十美的教会。So
first of all, the invisible church.
首先我们来看这无形的教会。An
eternal idea in the mind of God.
这是神旨意当中的一个永恒的概念。The
church was not the idea of human beings.
教会不是人自己想出来、自己发明出来的一个概念。The
church was God's idea.
教会是出于神的思想。It
was an idea that originated in the eternal mind of God.
这在神的永恒的计划、永恒的旨意当中神所想出来的神的计划。And
it's not simply one of many equally important ideas in the mind of God.
这不是神思想里头许许多多的思想里头当中的其中一个而已。It
is the central idea in the mind of God for history.
这乃是神旨意当中最重要、最核心的历史上的一个最重要的焦点。Why
do I say that?
为什么那么说呢？
Because the idea of the church was to furnish God's Son with a bride or wife.
因为教会呢，是为神的儿子预备一个心腹。God
wanted to glorify his Son in history.
神愿意在历史当中荣耀他的儿子。By
creating and giving to his Son a bride. This bride is the church.
他要借着给他的儿子一个心腹，他借此来荣耀他的儿子。And
this was God's great purpose for history.
这是神对人类历史的最终极的目标。The
church is the bride of Christ.
教会是基督的心腹。
Ephesians 5,
以弗所书第五章,
Revelation 21,
启示录21章,
God chose a bride for his Son in eternity past.
在历史的永恒的过去当中，神就为他的儿子早就拣选了，预备了一位心腹。
And he made the world by his son and for his son.
他借着他儿子，也靠着他的儿子，创造了这个世界。
To give his son this bride.
为要给他爱子这个心腹，就是教会。
So the church is inseparably connected with the idea of election or being chosen by God in Christ.
所以教会和拣选，就是在基督里所预定拣选的人是不可分开的。
For his son, God chose a people to give to his son as their bride.
为了他的儿子，神拣选了一群人，要赐给他儿子作为他的心腹。
The church was chosen or elected in Christ to be the bride of Christ for the glory of Christ.
教会是神所在基督里拣选的，成为基督的心腹，也为了神的荣耀，为了基督的荣耀。
Now, how do we see this in the scriptures?
我们在圣经里头哪里看到这样的概念呢？
Where does the Bible teach this?
圣经是怎么教导的呢？
Well, in many places and in many ways.
有很多的途径，很多的方式，圣经都教导。
But a key text is Hebrews 12:23.
最重要的一节钥匙经文是希伯来书第十二章二三节。
Which speaks of the church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven.
论到有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会。
The firstborn who are enrolled in heaven. Look at that.
好，诸长子之会所之共聚的总会，你看到没有？
What do those words mean?
这些话什么意思啊？
Firstborn here is plural.
好，这里啊，长子是诸，是众长子，是复数。
It does not refer to Christ.
指的不是基督啊。
It is the church of the firstborn ones.
乃是，哎，那教会就是那诸长子之会所共聚的总会，众长子。
The firstborn ones are God's elect people.
诸长子就是神的选民。
Now, we see this from the idea of being enrolled in heaven.
我们看到他们的名字是记在天上的。天上录下名来的。
This idea of being enrolled in heaven has reference to God's a book of election, God's book of those He chose.
这个在天上录下来的意思就是有一本生命册，神所拣选的人，他所记在名册上的人。
It's referred to many times in Scripture.
在圣经里头多次提到。
Revelation 13:8.
启示录十三章第八节。凡住在地上名字从创世以来没有记在被杀之羔羊的生命册上的人都要拜他。
God's elect were written in his book before the foundation of the world.
在创世之前，神的选民的名字就记录在他的生命册上。
And this book is called the book of life of the lamb who was slain.
这本书称之为被杀之羔羊的生命册。
Because the lamb would die for them to make them his bride.
因为神的羔羊会为他们死，好叫他们可以成为基督的心腹。
Or Revelation 17:8.
或启示录第十七章第八节，凡住在地上名字从创世以来没有记在生命册上的，先见先前有，如今没有，以后再有，就必稀奇。
Again, we see that the elect were written.In the book of life from the foundation of the world.
再次我们看到，神的选民在创世以来就被记在生命册上。
The church was first an idea in the eternal mind of God.
教会起初是在神的，在永恒的过去当中，在神的旨意里头，在是神的一个概念。
The church is first of all then.A reference to those chosen in Christ from all eternity.
所以教会呢，首先是一个指的是在永恒中被神拣选，在基督里被拣选的人。
Now, the connection of the church with those elected in Christ is also clear from the Greek word for church.
从这个希腊字啊，教会这个字，我们可以看到，教会和那些在基督里蒙拣选的人是息息相关的。
The Greek word for church used in the New Testament is derived from two words, to call out of.
在希腊原文里头，教会这个词呢，是从两个字根而来的，一个就是呼召，一个就是出来，呼召出来就是教会。
The church is the called out of the world.
教会就是神从世界当中选召出来的一群人。
The church is composed of the called.
所以教会是由那些蒙召的人所组成的。
1 Corinthians 1:2.
哥林多前书一章二节说到，写信给在哥林多神的教会，就是在基督耶稣里成圣，蒙召做圣徒的。
The church is those who are saints by calling.
所以教会就是那些蒙召做圣徒的人。
Romans 1, 6 and 7.
罗马书一章六到七节，其中也有你们这蒙召属耶稣基督的人。我写信给你们在罗马，也为神所爱，蒙召做圣徒的人。
When Paul writes to the churches in Rome,
当保罗写信给罗马人的时候，罗马教会的时候，
he describes them as the called of Jesus Christ.
他称他们为那蒙耶稣基督所召的人。
And those who are called as saints.
他们蒙召做圣徒的众人。
The church is those who are called.
所以教会是蒙召的人。
The called, well, who are they?
谁是蒙召的人呢？
Well, they are the people brought to salvation in history because God has chosen them in eternity.
这些人因为在过去，在永恒里蒙耶稣所拣选，所以在历史上他们就蒙召进入救恩里了。
God chose them in eternity.
神在永恒里头就拣选了他们，预定了他们。
And he calls them in history.
在历史当中，神就呼召他们出来了。
Think of yourself.
你想想你自己。
Suppose you were planning a birthday party.
譬如你在计划要开一个生日庆祝大会。
You would sit down at home and choose those who were coming.
你在家里头，你就选你的宾客，谁会来参加。
You would write a list.
你会写下一个名单。
You would say to yourself, "These are the people whom I will invite."
你就自言自语说，哎，这些人是我要邀请来的。
God did that.
神就是这样做。
He elected certain people in eternity past.
他在永恒当中，他在创始之前就拣选了一些人。
But in history, he calls them.To come to his party.
但是在历史当中，他就呼召他们来参加他的庆祝大会。
The people who are written in his book.
那些名字写在生命册上的人。
As chosen for salvation.
他们蒙召要得救。
Are called to salvation in history.
他们在历史当中就蒙召得到了救恩。
The words choose and call are used together in Scripture, Revelation 17:14.
在圣经里头，蒙召和被拣选这两个字是一起在用的。羔羊必胜过他们，因为羔羊是万主之主，万王同着羔羊，就是蒙召被选，有忠心的也必得胜。
Well, notice how the two words are used together in 1 Corinthians 1:26-31.
你再看到哥林多前书一章二十六到三十一节，这两个词蒙召和被拣选又一次一起被用，蒙召的、蒙拣选的一起用在一块。
So you see, those who are called are those who were chosen.
你看没有，那些蒙召的就是那些被拣选的人。
And they are called and chosen, and because of this, it's by His doing.That we are in Christ Jesus. It's by His doing that we are Christians.
我们蒙召蒙拣选是因为神的主权，他自己拣选我们，他自己呼召我们，好叫我们在耶稣基督里。
Calling and choosing go together.
所以蒙召和拣选是息息相关，总是相提并论的。
The church then.
教会呢？
Are those chosen in Christ in eternity?
就在永恒当中，在基督里蒙拣选的人。
Chosen in Christ in eternity past.
在过去的永恒里蒙神拣选了。
to redeem, be redeemed by Christ in history.
在历史当中蒙神的救赎。
To be called into Christ in history.
他们蒙召 在历史当中蒙召在基督里。
And to become his bride in eternity future.
在永恒的将来里头就成为了基督的心腹了。
Acts 20:28 tells us that the Son died for his church.
使徒行传二十章二十八节告诉我们，神的儿子为他的教会而舍命。
Christ, God redeemed the church with the blood of his own Son.
神用他儿子自己的血救赎了他的教会。
And Ephesians 1:4-6 speaks of this.
在以弗所书第一章四到六节也论到这个，我们一起来读第四节，就如神从创立世界以前怎么样，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵，又因爱我们就按着自己旨意所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是在他爱子里所赐给我们的。
What are the practical lessons we must learn from this before we go to the second meaning of church in scripture?
我们看第二个意思之前呢，就是教会的第二意思，我们先看看我们可以学到一些哪一些实际功课呢？
We learn first that the subject of the church is vital to the message of Scripture.
首先我们学习到教会这个主题呢，对整本圣经来讲是一个核心的信息。
The church is the bride of Christ.
教会是基督的心腹。
Chosen in Christ.
在基督里蒙拣选。
Redeemed by Christ.
在基督里蒙救赎。
Called into Christ,
也蒙召进入基督里
to be the bride of Christ,
成为他的心腹。
This is what the church is.
这就是教会了。
Some people say, "I don't care about the church, just Jesus."
有些人说，我才不管什么教会不教会，我只管耶稣基督就行了。
Can we say that?
我们能这样说吗？
You can't care about Jesus without caring about the church.The church is his bride.
如果你不关心教会，你就不能关心耶稣基督，因为教会是基督的心腹啊，是他所爱的。
Suppose someone came to me.
譬如有人来见我。
I want to be your friend, Pastor Sam.
Sam 牧师啊，我愿意做你的朋友。
But I don't like your wife.
但我不喜欢你太太。
What would I say to that person?
我会怎么说呢?
You can't be my friend.
你不可能做我朋友。
If you don't like my wife.
如果你不喜欢我太太，就不能做我朋友。
You can't be Jesus' friend.
同样的道理。
Unless you love Jesus' church.
除非你爱基督的教会，你就不能做基督的朋友。
The other thing we learned is this.
另外我们一件学到的功课是。
Ultimately, there can be only one church.
最终只能有一个教会。
There is one chosen people in eternity past.
因为在永恒的过去当中，只有一群蒙拣选的人。
There will be many changes in history.
历史当中有很多的改变啊，没错。
Many developments in history.
在历史当中有很多的发展。
But all of these changes and developments are the outworking of God's purpose.
但是这些改变这些发展都是神的旨意的不断的进展。
So that the one church that God chose in Christ in eternity past.
所以神所拣选的在永恒的过去当中所拣选的这个教会这群人呢
will become the perfected church in eternity future.
最终在永恒的将来中会成为那群神所成全的完美的教会。
God does not have two peoples.
神没有两群人，两个教会。
Any more than Christ could have two brides.
正如基督不可能有两个心腹一样。
The church is the bride of Christ, and Christ has only one bride.
教会是基督的心腹，基督只有一个心腹。
Another thing we learned is this.
另外一个我们学到的功课是
The church is saved only for the glory of the Son.
教会是为了神儿子的荣耀蒙拯救的。
The church is saved only by the electing, redeeming, and calling grace of God.
教会蒙拯救唯有借着神的拣选的和他救赎的和招来的恩典而蒙拣选。
And all of this grace is in God's Son.
这一切的恩典都在神的儿子里。
If you would be saved,
如果你要蒙拯救的话
do you want to be saved?
你愿意得救吗
do you sit there tonight? Are you saved?
哎，坐在这里的，今天晚上的，你得救了吗
if you would be saved, you must be saved in God's way.
你要得救的话，你必须借着神的方式才能得救。
You must be saved for the glory of God's Son.
你必须为神儿子的荣耀蒙拯救。
You must be saved by the grace of God's Son.
你必须借着神儿子的恩典才能得拯救。
Only in this way can you be saved.
唯有借此你才能得救。
Your salvation has to be about God's glory, not your honor.
你的得救必须是跟神的荣耀有关，而不是跟你自己的出人头地、你自己的荣耀有关过。
Your salvation must be on the basis of God's works and not your works.
你得救必须是因着神为你所成就的工作，而不是你自己努力的结果、你的善行的结果。不。
Because it must be for the glory of the Son and by the grace of the Son.
因为你的救恩必须是为了神的荣耀、神儿子荣耀，也是借着神儿子的恩典。
And we also learned this.
我们也学到下一个功课。
The church is saved to become the bride of Christ.
教会蒙拯救是为了要成为基督的心腹。
The church is saved then to enter into a deep personal relationship.
教会
with God's Son.
教会蒙拯救为了是跟神的儿子建立一个深深的一个关系，个人的关系。
A person cannot say, I'm saved, but I don't want to spend any time with Jesus.
一个人 不可能说、哦、我得救了，但是我不愿意花时间跟耶稣在一块，不可能。
I don't want to read his word to me.
我不愿意读他给我的话语，不愿意。
I don't want to speak to him in prayer.
我没时间祷告。
The church is saved to be the bride of Christ.
不，教会蒙拯救为了成为基督的心腹啊，妻子啊。
And this means to enter into an intimate personal relationship with Christ.
这意思就是跟基督建立一个很亲密的无间的关系。
Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ?
你和耶稣基督有没有一个亲密的关系呢？
Do you read his word that he, so that he can speak to you?
你是否读他的话语，好叫他借着话语可以向你说话呢？
Do you pray that so you can speak to him?
你是否向他祷告，好叫你可以跟他交通呢？
What makes you think that you are the bride of Christ?
什么令你以为你是基督的心腹？
If you don't want to spend any time with him,
如果你不愿意花时间跟他在一块，你算什么心腹呢？
If you are a stranger to such a relationship,You are a stranger to God's salvation.
如果你跟神没有这样亲密的关系，而是跟他很陌生的话，那么你在他的救恩中就没有份了。
The church is saved to be Christ's beloved bride.
教会蒙拯救为了要成为基督所爱的心腹。
But in the second place, the Bible speaks of the church as the typical church of Israel.
第二呢，圣经有论到教会是一个影子，是一个预表的，旧约里头预表的一个影子，一个前身。
In the Old Testament, the church was a physical nation.
在旧约里头，教会是一个实际的国度。
The invisible church of election in eternity became the visible church in history.
在永恒里头，那个无形的神所选召的这个教会， 在历史当中成为了有形的一个教会。
And this eternal church became visible in the nation Israel.
这个永恒的教会在以色列国度当中成为有形的一个形体了。
Was Israel a church?
以色列是个教会吗？
Yes, Israel is called the church many times in Scripture.
是的，圣经里多次称以色列国为一个教会。
You say where?
你说哪里啊？
Acts 7:38.
使徒行传七章三十八节，这人曾在旷野会中和西乃山上。
The word translated congregation in my English version is the Greek word church.
这个会中啊，在英这中文是会，其实就是教会，同一个字。
There was a church in the wilderness. It was Israel.
旷野当中有个教会，就是以色列国。
Hebrews 2:12 quotes the Psalms.
希伯来书第二章十二节引用诗篇说
，I will proclaim your name to my brethren. In the midst of the church, I will sing your praise.
我要将你的名传于我的弟兄，在会中我要颂扬你。教会。
In both these texts, the term church, translated congregation, is used to describe Old Testament Israel.
在这两节圣经当中啊，这个会子，会子呢，就翻译成会，其实就是指的是旧约的以色列人，就是教会。
These New Testament passages reflect the fact that Israel is called a church many times in the Old Testament.
还有一些新约的经文呢。也让我们看到以色列也称为旧约的以色列也称为教会。
I need to explain something.
我需要解释一些事啊。
The Old Testament was written in the language Hebrew.
旧约是用希伯来文写成的。
But that Hebrew Old Testament was translated into Greek.
但是这希伯来的旧约圣经翻后来便翻译成为希腊文了。
By some Jewish scholars.
这些是犹太人的学者把它翻译成希腊文。
Only a century or two before Jesus was born.
这就是耶稣出生之前的一两百年前就翻译成希腊文了。
And in this Greek translation of the Old Testament.
这个旧约的希腊文的翻译本呢。
Used by the disciples of Christ.
就是基督的门徒所用的那个经文那个翻译本。
Used by the men who wrote the New Testament,
也是那些写新约圣经的人所用的旧约的经文。
The term church is used to translate the word for assembly in the Old Testament.
在旧约里头呢，教会这个词呢，用来翻译成为一个会聚集。
Let me give you some illustrations.
让我给你几个例子啊。
Deuteronomy 9:10.
申命记九章十节。
The Lord gave me the two tablets of stone written by the finger of God.
耶和华把两块石板交给我，是用神的指头写的。
And on them were all the words which the Lord had spoken with you at the mountain from the midst of the fire.
板上所写的是照着耶和华在大会的日子，在山上从火中对你们说的一切话。
On the day of the church.
就是大会的日子。
When Israel assembled around Mount Sinai,
当以色列人在西乃山上聚会的时候
，and God came down in fire and appeared on the mountain.
神从火焰当中在山上显现。
Israel assembled around Mount Sinai is called a church.
以色列人聚集在西乃山，称之为大会，就是教会。
That day was the day of the church.
那个日子就是大会的日子，就是教会的日子。
Deuteronomy 18:16 is similar.
申命记十六十八章十六节也很相似。
This is according to all that you ask of the Lord your God in Horeb on the day of the assembly, the day of the church.
正如你在何烈山大会，就是教会的日子，求耶和华你神的一切话。
When Israel assembled around Mount Horeb,
当以色列人聚集在何烈山的时候
they that where they worshiped, where they assembled around God worshiping him, they were a church.
当他们聚集在神面前来敬拜神的时候，他们就是一个教会了。
But the nation of Israel, with its physical circumcision, was only a tight picture or preparation of the church.
但这受了肉身割礼的以色列国民呢，不过是教会将来那个真正教会的一个影子、一个前身、一幅图画而已。
Its outward adoption did not guarantee the salvation of the one in the old covenant.
他们肉身，他们外表被接纳，并不，他们肉身是以色列人，并不保证他们在旧约当中以色列人一定可以得救。
Remember Romans 9:3-4?
记得罗马书九章三到四节吗？
Go ahead, read it.
为我的弟兄，我的骨肉之亲，就是自己被咒诅，保罗说，与基督分离我也愿意，他们是以色列人，那儿子的名分应许都是他们的。
Israel was adopted by God in the old covenant.
在旧约里头，以色列人得到了神儿子的名分。
But this was not a real adoption, but let me put it this way. But this was a typical adoption.
但这不过是一个得儿子名分的一个预表而已。
And this adoption of Israel didn't mean that they were saved.
他们得儿子的名分不见得以色列人就都得救了，不。
The adoption belonged to them, but they were still a curse.
尽管他们得到儿子名分，他们仍然是被咒诅的。
They were still separated from Christ.
他们仍然与基督分离的。
Because their adoption was only a typical adoption.
因为他们那个儿子名分不过是一个预表，是个影子而已。
And their outward circumcision did not make them part of God's true circumcision.
他们的外表的肉身上的割礼并不使他们成为真正的里面受割礼的人。
Philippians 3:2-3
腓立比书三章二到三节说道，应当防备妄自行割礼的，因为真受割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠着肉体的。
Here Paul calls those who just had outward circumcision the false circumcision.
这里啊，保罗称那些仅仅有外表受割礼的是不是真割礼。
You can have outward circumcision but not be the true circumcision.
你可能外表受割礼但不是真割礼。
You can have the outward circumcision and not worship in the Spirit of God.
你可以肉身受了割礼但是不是以神的灵敬拜神。
Not glory in Christ Jesus.
也不在基督耶稣里夸口。
And still put confidence in the flesh.
你仍然靠着肉体夸口。
You see, their circumcision was typical and outward.
你看到没有？他们的割礼不过是一个预表，而且是外表的肉身的而已。
And did not mean that they were in their hearts God's people.
他们的心却不是属神的。
And so God's work in history was not finished.
所以神在历史当中的工作还没有完成。
The true church of which Israel was the type had to come into existence.
所以那以色列所预表的真正的教会必须要实现，要来到。
When Jesus came and died and was raised from the dead and poured out his spirit, then the true church of Christ was born.
当主耶稣降临了，他死了又从死里复活，他为我们流血了，那真正的教会才来到。
It's a spiritual organization in the new covenant.
在新约里头，真正教会是一个属灵的组织。
A great change occurs in the church with the coming of the Messiah.
所以当弥赛亚来到的时候，教会就发生了一个很大的改变了。
The church of Israel becomes the church or body of the Messiah.
那旧约的以色列就成为那基督的身体，成为弥赛亚的身体，真正的教会了。
The church becomes an organization in which only genuine believers in Christ may be members, with both a universal and local dimension.
教会就成为了一个组织，在这个组织里头呢，只有那些真正的基督的信徒才能够成为成员，而且有一个普世性的和地方性的层面。
This is my definition of Christ's church.
这是我对基督教会所下的定义。
And you can see it has four parts.
你可以看到有四个部分。
We'll talk about each part quickly.
我们会快快地提这四点。
The church is an organization.
首先教会是一个组织。
It has a defined membership.
它有很清楚的会员。
1 Corinthians 5:13 says, remove the wicked man from among yourselves.
哥林多前书五章十三节说，你们应当把那恶人从你们中间赶出去。
The church has boundaries.
教会是有界限的。
The church has walls.
这教会是有城墙的。
A wicked man may be in the church.
一个恶人可能在教会里面。
But he must be put outside the church.
但是我们必须把他赶出去。
The church has a defined membership.
因为教会有一个清楚的成员的资格要求。
And it has recognized officers.
而且教会呢有承认的职分。
Only an organization can have officers.
只有一个组织里头，一个机构里头才能有职分。
Philippians 1.
腓立比书一章一到二节，基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给凡住在腓立比在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督、诸位执事有职分的。
The saints in Christ Jesus in Philippi
在腓立
had overseers and deacons.
在腓立比的基督里的众圣徒，他们当中有监督和执事。
Do you have overseers and deacons?
我们当中有没有监督，有没有执事呢？
Are you a member of Christ's church?
你是否属于基督的身体，基督的教会里的成员呢？
If you are a member of Christ's church, who are your deacons and who are your overseers?
如果你是基督教会的成员，那你们当中的监督和执事是谁呢？
The church of Christ is an organization.
基督教会必须是一个组织，有组织的。
Are you a member of it?
你是否是其中的成员呢？
Who are your officers?
那你们当中的有职分的人是谁呢？
Are you in the church or out of the church?
你是在教会里面呢，还是教会外面呢？
Secondly,
第二，
only genuine believers in Christ may be members of the church.
只有真正的基督的信徒才能够成为教会的成员。
Wicked men may sneak in.
恶人可能偷偷溜进来。
Like that wicked man in Corinth.
就像在哥林多那个恶人一样。
But he should not have been a member of the church.
但是他不应该成为教会的成员。
Only genuine believers should be a member of Christ's church.
唯有真信徒才能成为教会的成员。
1 Corinthians 1:2 says this clearly.
哥林多前书一章二节清楚地阐明这一点。写信给在哥林多神的教会，就是基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒，以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人。
Paul writes to the church.
保罗写信给教会。
But who are the church?
谁是教会的成员呢？
Those sanctified in Christ Jesus.
就那些在基督耶稣里成圣的。
Those saints by calling.
那些蒙召做圣徒的。
Nobody but them.
唯有这些人才能够成为教会的成员。
Should be members of Christ's church.
才能够应该做教会的成员。
2 Corinthians 1:1.
好，哥林多后书一章一节，写信给在哥林多神的教会，并在雅该亚遍处的众圣徒。
Who are in the church of God?
谁是神的教会呢？
Who should be in the church of God?
谁应该在神的教会里呢？
Saints.
圣徒。
Only holy ones.
唯有那些圣徒，分别为圣的人。
Thus as we have seen.
正如我们看到的。
Refusal to repent like a Christian leads to expulsion from the church.
如果我们不愿意像基督徒一样的真正的悔改的话，就会导致从教会中被赶出去。
No, Christians do not lead perfect lives.
当然，基督徒不是十全十美的。
Yes, Christians sin.
没错，基督徒有时候犯罪。
Yes, all the members of the church sin.
是的，所有的教会成员有时候会跌倒。
But they repent of their sin.
但是他们必定会悔改。
When a man is confronted with his sin,
当一个人有人面对他的罪的时候
，and he says, "No, I will not repent."
当他说我不悔改，我就不悔改。
And he avoids Christians.
他避开基督徒。
And he avoids pastors.
他避开传道人。
Goes right on with his sin.
他继续犯罪，不肯悔改。
He is not repenting like a Christian.
他不像基督徒这样悔改。
And he may not remain a member of God's church.
他就不能够继续成为教会的成员了。
The third thing we learn is this.
好，第三件事情我们所学到的。
The church has a universal dimension.
教会有一个普世性的层面。
There is a universal church as well as a local church.
有一个普世教会，同时也有一个本地教会。
When I speak of the local church,
当我讲到本地教会的时候
，I am not referring to Witness Lee's church.
我讲的不是李长寿那个地方教会啊。
But to what the Bible calls the universal and local church.
乃是圣经里头所论到的地方本地的教会。
The church is universal because it is comprised of all true churches throughout the world.
教会是普世性的，因为教会是由全世界所有真正的教会、真正属神的儿女所组成的。
Matthew 16:18 speaks of the universal church.
马太十六章十八节论到普世的教会。我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把这教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
What is this church that Christ is building here?
这里基督所建造的教会是什么呢？
Is it a local church only like Christ's gospel church?
是不是一个本地教会，就像我们基督福音堂，就一个本地的洛杉矶的教会呢？
No, it is one great church composed of all true churches throughout the world.
不，它指的是那一个普世性的教会，它是由世上所有信主的人所组成的。
Or Ephesians 1:22-23 speaks of this.
或以弗所书第一章二十二到二十三节也论到这普世教会，又将万有伏在他脚下，使他作为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，又是那充满万有者所充满的。
The church, which is Christ's body,
教会是基督的身体。
How many bodies does Christ have?
基督有几个身体啊？
Only one. There's only one body.
只有一个身体，它只有一个教会。
And it's the universal church of Christ.
那就是基督的普世的教会。
Christ has only one spiritual body.
基督只有一个属灵的身体。
The church is that body.
教会就是那身体。
And must be therefore universal.
所以呢，这教会必须是普世性的。
And the church has a local dimension.
同时呢，这教会也有一个地方性的层面。
But there is one universal church.
有一个普世教会，没错。
But there are many local churches.
但同时也有许许多多的地方的每个地方的教会。
This is the church that Matthew 18:17 is talking about.
这就是马太第十八章十七节所论到的教会，地方教会。
When it says that we should tell the church about someone's sins.
这里讲到那个人不肯悔改的话，你就把他的犯的罪呢告诉教会，指的是地方的教会。
This is not talking about all Christians throughout the world.
这讲的不是全世界的所有的普世的基督徒啊。
It's talking about one local church.
乃是一个本地的教会。
Thus, letters in the New Testament are written to the seven churches of Asia.
所以在新约里头，所以新约里头呢，启示录讲到写给亚细亚的七个教会，就是本地教会。
These were local churches.
这些都是本地的。
But now we ask this question.
那我们问一个问题了。
How is the local church?
这本地教会呢？
Related to the universal church.
怎么和普世教会挂上钩呢？有什么关系呢？
How are they related?
本地教会跟普世教会是如何挂钩的呢？什么关系呢？
Here's the answer.
答案是
The church The local church is an outpost of the universal church.
本地教会是普世教会的前哨。
In several passages, the local church is described in language which actually describes the universal church.
有几段经文里头，这个地方教会其实，是用普世教会的言语来形容着地方教会的。
This is true in Acts 20:28.
譬如在《使徒行传》二十章二十八节
，It's where the elders are said to care for the church that God purchased with His own blood.
就是你们要为自己谨慎，要为全群谨慎，因为神召你们牧养神的教会，做监督，牧养他的教会，是用他的血所买来的。
The elders were to take care of the church at Ephesus.
这些长老应该照顾以弗所本地的教会，没错。
But it's described in terms that apply to the whole church of Christ, the universal church.
但是，他圣经用的言语呢，是在形容要照顾全群，要牧养神的教会，指的是普世性的教会。
Because the local church is an expression or manifestation of the church for which Christ died.
因为本地教会是普世教会，就是基督为这个普世教会所死的这个教会的一个本地的一个表现。
Or think of the verse that you were memorizing tonight.
你想我们今天晚上背的那段经文，你想想。
1 Timothy 3:15.
提摩太前书三章十五节。
Timothy was a pastor in the church at Ephesus.
提摩太是在以弗所教会的一个长老，一个牧者。
And Paul wrote to him in case he was delayed.
保罗写信给他说，若我单言了，他说。
So that he might know how he ought to conduct himself in the church.
你就知道在神的教会中当怎样行了。
But then this church is described in language that can only be ultimately true of the universal church.
然后保罗就用形容普世教会的言语来形容这个以弗所教会。
It's the house of God.
这是神的家。
It's the church of the living God.
教会就是那永生神的教会。
It's the pillar and foundation of the truth.
是真理的柱石和根基。
Is one local church all these things?
是本地教会是不是就包括这一切呢？
Was the church at Ephesus by itself the church of the living God?
以弗所教会这个本地教会是不是永生神的教会？是不是？
No,
不止如此。
But it was a manifestation.
这本地教会不过是一个普世教会的一个彰显。
It was an expression.
是一个普世教会的一个表征。
It was an outpost.
是一个前哨。
It was an embassy.
是就像一个领事馆一样。
Of the church of the living God.
就是永生神的教会的一个领事馆，地上的领事馆。
Did you know?
你知道吗？
That the land on which the embassies of the United States is built in other countries is actually the property of the United States.
你知道美国领事馆在，譬如在中国、法国，在别的国家的那块土地啊。领事馆那块土地其实是属于美国本地的主权的领土。
The embassies of the United States are actually the sovereign territory of the United States of America.
所以那块土地就是建筑那个领事馆的那块地，在别的国家是美国有完全主权的一块土地，属于美国的。
Whether that embassy is in Russia or Britain,
或者在英国，或者领事馆在。或者在苏联。
That embassy and the land upon which it is built is the sovereign territory of the United States of America.
那个领事馆就是属于美国主权统领下的一块地。
Every local church is the sovereign territory of Jesus Christ.
同样的，每一个本地的教会就是属于耶稣基督主权管理之下的。
It is a local expression of the universal church of Jesus Christ.
这是耶稣基督普世教会的在一个本地的彰显，神的领事馆。
What are some practical lessons we learned from
好,
this?
我们从中可以学到哪一些实际的功课呢?
Only those who know the Lord,
唯有那些真正认识神的人,
only genuine believers in Christ,
唯有基督的真正的信徒,
ought to be allowed into the membership of any local church.
才能够允许进入任何教会里成为成员。
This means that a credible profession of faith must be given to the church prior to someone being allowed to join.
这意思就是说呢, 一个值得相信的一个口中的承认,任性, 必须先要有这个条件, 这个人才能够允许成为教会的成员。
When we receive a new member into the church,
当我们接纳任何人成为教会的成员, 一个新的成员的时候,
it must be because we believe that they are true children of Christ.
我们必须要认定那个人是一个真正的神的孩子, 我们才能允许他进来。
Only those who continue to repent of their sins like Christians ought to be allowed to continue in the membership of the local church.
只有那些继续像基督徒一样继续悔改的人才能够留在教会里头做成员。
This is why the man in Matthew 18 could not continue in the church.
这就是为什么马太福音第18章那个人不能够继续留在教会里。
He had sinned.
因为他犯罪了。
One Christian had told him of his sin.
一个基督徒去告诉他你错了,你犯罪了。
Two or three Christians then told him.
他不悔改, 然后两三个人又去警告他。
Then the whole church was told about his sin.
最后他不悔改, 他就告诉整个教会了。
And he refused to listen to the church.
他不听整个教会的劝诫。
So what must be done?
所以我们必须做什么呢?
Jesus tells us.
耶稣告诉我们。
He must be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector.
你就把他当作外邦人和税吏一样。
That is, you must put him outside the church.
意思就是你要把他赶出教会。
Since the local church is a manifestation of the universal church,
既然这本地教会是普世教会的一个本地的表现，一个领事馆。
If somebody claims to be a member of the universal church, they must join a local church.
所以任何人他说我属于普世教会，我是基督的身体，他必须也应该加入一个地方的教会。
I'm a member of the universal church, someone said.
有人说我是属普世教会的。
Well, what local church are you a member of?
那么你是哪一个地方教会的会员呢？
Because it's only those who join local churches.
因为唯有那些加入地方教会的
that are part of Christ's universal church
才是基督普世教会的成员之一。
The local church is an organization with officers and a defined membership.
地方教会是一个有职分的和清楚的会员的一个组织。
It is not an informal group, but a formal assembly with entrance qualifications.
这不是一个懒懒散散的一个非正式的一群人，乃是一个正式的组织，而且有进入的资格和条件。
Just showing up at church does not make you a member.
你仅仅来参加聚会、做做礼拜，不能使你成为一个会员。
You have to come to the church.
你必须来到教会。
Give them your credible profession of faith.
把你的信仰、任性告诉大家。
Be formally received.
然后正式的被接纳。
On the basis of biblical entrance qualifications.
要按照圣经的条件，你要被接纳才能够成为会员。
But now we come to the perfected church.
好，我们来到最后一点，就是。 成全的终极的教会，末世的教会。
In the age to come,
就是在来世的时候,
the church is a perfected people.
教会会成为十全十美的。
In the age to come, Paul speaks of the church as without spot or wrinkle or any such thing.
好, 保罗讲到, 在将来, 在那个将来的时代, 教会成为毫无瑕疵、毫无皱纹等类的, 并一个荣耀的教会, 没有圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
The New Jerusalem is the bride of Christ.
新耶路撒冷是基督的心腹。
Into which nothing impure ever comes.
不洁净的，那些可憎的、虚谎的事都不能够进入那新耶路撒冷城。凡不洁净的，并那行可憎并虚谎之事的，总不得进那城。
Nothing unclean comes into the perfected church.
凡是不干净的，都不能够进到那个完美的教会里。
It is by the work of Christ, pure and clean. No false members are in it.
借着基督所成就的工作，教会是十全十美的，是没有瑕疵的。凡不洁净的，都不能进去。
What are the practical lessons of this in conclusion?
好，最后总结，我们可以学到哪一些实际的功课呢？
Do not make membership in the visible church in history a guarantee of participation in the perfected church in the age to come.
不要认为你在一个有形的地上的教会在历史上是一个会员就保证你一定可以进入那将来的十全十美的那教会里，不见得。
The church in this age has spots and wrinkles and many such things.
在今世的教会有一些皱纹，有一些疾病，有一些缺点、瑕疵、斑点，很多这些毛病。
You say, I am a member of the church.
你说我是教会的成员啊。
But are you a spot?
但是你身上有斑点吗？
Or a wrinkle?
有皱纹吗？
Or some such thing?
或者其他一些污染吗？
Or are you a true member of Christ?
或是你真是基督身体的一个肢体呢？
No one but genuine believers have a right to join the church today.
今天只有那些真正信靠基督的人才有资格加入教会。
But some come into the church today anyway, but without the wedding garment.
但有一些没有穿上婚礼袍子的人仍然混进教会来了。
Read Matthew 22:11.
马太福音22:11，王进来观看宾客，见那里有一个没有穿礼服的。
The parable that Jesus is telling here is very striking.
这里耶稣讲的比喻啊，真是叫人很惊讶。
He's giving the king is giving a wedding feast for his son.
王为他的儿子预备了一个婚姻的宴席。
But many of those who are invited will not come.
但是很多蒙邀请的人不肯来。
The king rejects them.
王就把他们弃绝了。
But he sends many other servants to gather other people into the wedding feast of his son.
他就派了很多仆人出去，去邀请了很多的宾客来参加他儿子的婚宴。
And the wedding feast is filled with guests.
所以婚宴里头充满了人山人海啊，充满了人。
Ah, here we have a picture of final salvation. Someone says.
有人说啊，我们看到是最后的救恩的一幅图画了，我们看到了。有人说。
But no, that's wrong.
不，那不对。
Because even there in the wedding feast,
因为就算在婚姻的宴席里面
there's someone without a wedding garment.
有人没有穿礼服就混进来了。
This is a picture of the church today.
这是今天教会的一幅图画。
No one should come in without the wedding garment of Christ's righteousness.
没有穿上基督的义袍，这个人就不够资格进来。
No one should come in without the forgiveness of sins and knowing the Lord.
如果不认识主，没有主的赦免，就不应该进来。
That's what should happen.
这是应该如此的。
Ah, but some people do come into the church.
但是还是有人悄悄地混进来。
And they are members of the church.
他们成了教会的成员了。
Ah, but they don't have the wedding garment.
但是他们没有穿上婚姻的礼服，婚宴的礼服。
Do you have the wedding garment?
你是否有礼服在身呢？穿上了呢？
Are you clothed in the righteousness of Christ?
你是否披戴了基督的义呢？
Have you repented of your sins and entrusted yourself to Jesus Christ?
你是否从最终悔改，而且把生命交托给主耶稣基督了呢？
Only repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ gives us the wedding garment.
唯有向神悔改，而且信靠主耶稣基督，才能够使我们得到那婚姻的礼服。
That makes us a proper member of the church today.
我们悔改了，相信了，才能够成为今天教会的一个正式的成员。
And makes it certain that we'll be a member of the perfected church.
我们才能够成为那将来那十全十美教会的一个成员，我们才有把握进去。
In the age to come.
啊，将来。
The church's glorious destiny is to dwell forever in fellowship with Christ and with one another as the beloved bride of Christ.
哦，这教会那终极的目标是跟耶稣基督我们所爱的啊，我们彼此也一起跟耶稣基督和我们身为他的心腹，永远跟他同在，永远享受他的交通。
What a glorious destiny that will be.
哇，那是何等荣耀的一个目标啊。
Who would not want to be a part of that church that has that destiny?
谁不想成为这样子教会的成员之一，然后享受这样荣美的归宿呢？
But who can imagine that anyone will participate in that destiny who does not care to have fellowship with Christ and his church now.
但谁能够想象，任何人他想要享受那将来的那荣美的归宿，但今天却不愿意和基督的教会与耶稣基督交通，今天却不愿意参加聚会，将来怎么会有份呢？
Let's pray.
我们祷告。